want to know what's going on in Iraq because I have two brothers serving there. These guys are putting their lives on the line. Why are they doing it? I need to know. It's important. I have a personal stake in that.
And that's why I set off with a bare-bones crew to find my brother's war in Iraq.
This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Jake Rademacher, who is the director and producer of Brothers at War. It's a documentary about his two brothers who went to war in service to this nation in Iraq. Undoubtedly, there have been other feature films and documentaries, but it's hard to find one any more personal than this one. And Jake, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
The subhead of your movie, Brothers at War, is that two brothers went to war and one went to find out why. You're obviously the one that went to find out why. What questions did you need answered?
I made Brothers at War because I had a lot of questions I needed answered. The discrepancy between what my brothers were telling me happened in Fallujah when they were at the 82nd Airborne and what I was watching on the news told me that intellectually I had a lot of curiosity. It needed to be satiated. But it was also a personal desire, just as one brother wanting to know what two other brothers were doing in harm's way and how they were doing and what was going on and how the war was going and how it was affecting them, which really drove me to create a production company and head overseas to do four embeds on the tip of the spear to learn not only from them, but from warriors in all the armed services, what's really happening over there.
From what I've seen of the movie, you were given a tremendous access to pretty much all parts of their daily lives, from the mundane and eating candy to right in the middle of a combat situation. Talk about the combat a portion of it. What did you learn about that that might be different than the common notion of what we understand warfare to be?
Well, I think sometimes when you see films, combat looks like it's very choreographed. Honestly, my experience with it anyway, and a number of vets I've had a chance to talk with after they've seen Brothers at War, is that it's anything but that. It is chaotic. You'll often hear time slows down. I will add that it was literally as if five things were happening at the same time. It was almost like my veins opened up and there was like five channels of thoughts and emotions going on at the same time. Also, it depends on what part of combat you're in. You never really know what's going to happen next. And I think the film documents that because I'm behind the camera and I'm just taping it all as it really, really happens. I'm out with the Iraqi army and they get ambushed. And literally, there's rounds flying across the lens of my camera. But it was also a big learning experience because, you know, seeing these wounded guys, reeling that we caught these guys from Syria later on, and realizing that the Syrians had IED'd and shot at Iraqi soldiers in Iraq really bothered me. There were only two American Marines advising them and myself, and everybody else on that patrol in the Sunni Triangle was an Iraqi soldier. So that really opened my eyes to what was really happening in the war in Iraq.
So you were doing this documentary for the most part, 2005, 2006. That's some of the worst, toughest fighting, especially 2006. What did you learn about the character, not only of your brothers, but of the rest of the American forces that you had the ability to observe?
In Brothers of War, Isaac says, he'll say he went to the right place with the right men to learn about the heart of the American soldier. I think his prediction turned out to be true. I had an opportunity to be with Rangers and paratroopers, recon paratroopers, LRSC guys on the edge of the Syrian border. I had an opportunity to then go to Kurdistan. I had an opportunity to go into a sniper hide site with the National Guard snipers on a mission where they had to take a guy down because they were using the mosques to intimidate the people. He came out with an automatic weapon out of church. And I never brought an automatic weapon to church, come to think of it. And then later on, I went out with the Iraqi army. It was the first Iraqi battalion to get its own battle space. And what it offers the audience is a clue as to how we are where we are now today. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the Iraqi army. What's great about the film is it shows the Iraqi army at a very critical point. They're not crawling anymore, but they're not running. And you see how the Marines are interacting and mentoring them. And you have the opportunity. It's very humorous at times. The film is very, very funny. It's quite an adventure. But it also does take some serious turns. And you get an opportunity to see them under fire in combat situations. And you see how they handle themselves. And what's great about the film is I never tell you how to think or feel about anything. You just get to drop right in there as if you're another guy in that squad and walk a mile with these guys.
One of the other things I think is a great part of this film, Jake, is the focus on the families. Talk to the wives of your brothers, your sisters-in-law, and contrast how they were before they left, and they've done multiple tours, and what they were like after being through that environment.
You know, I had a Marine colonel, Daniel Newell, said to me once that war changes all men. You come home from war with bad baggage and good baggage. The war changed Joe and Isaac, and that was part of the reason why I went to go make the film. I felt this distance between us, and they had a new bond, this camaraderie, this brothers-in-arms bond that, you know, men have that serve under these intense situations. You know, the film is just a real honest portrayal. And Joe comes home from Iraq. He is a 19-year-old, right out of high school, into the Fallujah, 120 missions in 7 months as a sniper in the 82nd Airborne. And it's a lot to deal with. You know, he really had to step up the intensity of all of that. And then he had to come back to America and reintegrate with his relationship with his fiance. And you see the struggle that they have. And it's in no way because it's one brother talking about another brother and one brother talking about, you know, the fiance. There's no pity involved. It's just the reality of what it is. And what's great about it is it's been kind of a healing tool for other couples, because a lot of couples are going through this. And they've both been kind of applauded by many people for being so honest and just being real. The other thing that's interesting to your point is the film is really as much about the family that supports the soldier as it is the soldier itself. My mother, my sister-in-law, my niece all play very important roles in the film.
Last 60 seconds here with Jake Rademacher. Again, the film is Brothers at War. You can learn more at brothersatwarmovie.com. How can folks make sure they see this film?
Well, you can go to brothersatwarmovie.com. We did so well in our first five markets this last weekend on March 13th that on March 27th, we're going to open in another 7 cities. And then on April 3rd, we're going to open in other cities after that. So if we're coming to your community, you can already buy your movie ticket. Now, if Brothers at War isn't coming to your city, you can bring it there. It's very simple. Samuel Goldwyn Films, our distributor, will send the film anywhere there is a community or an individual willing to pre-buy 1,000 tickets. So if you can get your American Legion outpost or your VFW post or your National Guard unit or some patriotic Americans, some neighbors that all want to bring this film to the community to show a realistic portrayal of what's really happening in Iraq and the people that serve on the front lines and the military families that support them, they can go to brothersatwarmovie.com. And right in there, it teaches you and how you can send an email and tell Samuel Goldwyn Films, I want to bring Brothers at War to my community.
Well, Jake, it's a fascinating movie. And as you mentioned, raw and very honest. Thanks so much for being with us. Best of luck with the film.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show, Greg. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to plug the website one more time,
sure.
brothersatwarmovie.com.
Brothersatwarmovie.com. Jake Rademacher, producer and director of that documentary, Brothers at War. This is Dateline Washington.